It makes sense that the public is fascinated by sharks. In storytelling, they're compelling characters, if not scientifically accurate all the time. There's one shark species that has gained attention in recent years, the prehistoric megalodon. And the truth is, some of the characteristics of this species seem like fiction. So what are the facts behind the mega shark, sometimes called the monster shark? It may have been the most formidable carnivore that ever existed. Its scientific name means big tooth. Its jaws were massive, 9 feet high and 11 feet wide. In those powerful jaws were rows and rows of teeth, razor sharp, as serrated as your kitchen bread knife and as robust as fists. Fossilized megalodon teeth have been found measuring 7 inches in length. That's quite a heavy pendant for a surfer's necklace. In comparison, a modern great white shark's tooth measures about 3.5 inches. The megalodon was colossal. 60 feet long, weighing 50 tons or more, it was about the size and weight of a railroad car. If what is true for modern great white sharks was also true for megalodon, the females would have been even larger. These estimates are based on reconstructions done by paleontologists who extrapolate the original size and form of an animal, sometimes just from the evidence of a handful of teeth. No shark skeletons survive, since their original skeletons were made of cartilage, not bone. However, based on the teeth that paleontologists have found around the world, they believe megalodon had the strongest bite of any creature that ever lived. By contrast, the Tyrannosaurus rex and the modern great white shark were just snacking nibblers. The megalodon had a bite that could crush a Range Rover. It lived to eat. Scientists estimate that it needed 2,500 pounds of food a day. Its diet included large sea animals, including dolphins, bony fish, and hard-shelled turtles, whose armor it dispatched with a snap. It even ate whales. Scientists believe that megalodon snapped the tail and limbs off whales first, and then ate their colossal meal at will. But much about this giant animal remains unknown. What we do know, the megalodon was an expert apex predator at the top of the food chain. You wouldn't want to see that shadowy outline beneath you as you swam. But actually, human beings and these extinct megasharks missed each other by about 2 million years. But ancient humans did collect the fossilized teeth of megalodon when they found them, and surely told some tall tales around the fire. What interests scientists is why such a successful predator, perhaps the best predator that ever lived, died out. It lived on Earth for 14 million years and had a worldwide distribution, and then it just went missing. Could it have gotten too big? In a healthy environment, there are always more prey animals than apex predators. The savanna can only support so many lions. So maybe, to begin with, there were never vast populations of megalodons in the marine environment. Perhaps, as the climate changed over thousands of years, megalodon's prey animals became less abundant and the powerful sharks starved. The cooling waters of the ice ages probably also had an effect, and the formation of the Isthmus of Panama would have stopped cold their circumtropical movements. There may not be a single right answer, but the questions continue to fascinate professional ichthyologists and those who just love a great Jaws story. To learn more about megalodon, the largest shark that ever plied the seas, and to see a rendering of its enormous jaws, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.